The Institute for Health Metrics and Evaluation predicts Alabama's death rate from COVID-19 won't hit zero for another 3 weeks. That's prompted an emergency call from hospitals in need of protective equipment for first responders. APR's Pat Duggins and Will Green with the University of Alabama Center for Public Television collaborated on this story. It's about a unique response from this appeal for help.
We haven't known if our PPE supplies are going to last or how many we need exactly. And so there's been this factor of, just the unknown.
That's D. Kelsey, and he's a man with a problem. Kelsey is the chief operating officer for Huntsville Emergency Medical Services Incorporated, or HEMSI for short. The other technical term he threw out was PPE. You've probably heard that one a lot in the days of COVID-19. It's short for personal protective equipment, and Kelsey says he needs a lot for the medical first responders on the front lines of the coronavirus in Huntsville.
If we were to lose too many of our providers to serious illness at one time, we would have difficulty responding to the emergency calls that the community has on a daily basis, not even including the COVID calls that are added on top of that.
And are the two heroes of our story when it comes to the dwindling supplies of PPEs.
I've been watching different things from Destin for years now, so I thought it was just the coolest idea when I saw it.
That's Carson Davis.
Carson has kind of been our communication strategist slash the dude that gets everything done. So he's awesome.
That's Destin Sandlin. Now, it's clear that Carson likes Destin and Destin likes Carson. It's how this mutual admiration society took a high-tech turn to help D. Kelsey and his PPE shortage.
Right now, I do contract work at NASA.
That's Carson Davis again.
Well, so I'm friends with, as you could probably guess, a whole bunch of nerds in Huntsville.
Huntsville is home to NASA's Marshall Space Flight Center. In other words, people who live and work there build rockets. Davis, for example, collects data from Earth-orbiting satellites. But I digress. Let's get back to D. Kelsey and his PPE shortage.
Yes, so the CDC requires that healthcare workers wear an N95, or if one is not available, they can wear a flu mask, that they wear a face shield to protect their face, or if one is not available, goggles or safety glasses, that they wear a gown, and that they wear gloves to take care of a potential or confirmed COVID patient.
While we were producing this story, Huntsville and Madison County were dealing with over 200 cases of COVID-19 and 4 deaths. That doesn't count the nearly 5,000 people who've been tested. In other words, there's a huge need for PPE gowns and masks that make doctors and nurses look like they work for NASA. I'm digressing again, so let's get back to the guys who really work for NASA, like Carson Davis.
I don't know. He just reached out, and he took initiative early on and made the website. He's a genius, dude.
That's Destin Sandlin. He likes Carson, and Carson likes him, remember? They put together a NASA-style solution for part of D. Kelsey's PPE supply problem. They don't sew, so making gowns was out, but Sandlin says the clear plastic face shields were another matter.
And it's really simple. There's just 4 little knobs on the front, and the transparency goes, there's little holes that'll just connect on those, and it'll go right on your forehead and hook around the back with a strap. It's a really simple part, but we're banging these out pretty quick now.
But there's banging and there's banging. Carson Davis says hospitals wanted thousands of these face shields.
When Destin had the idea that we would print face shields, that was just fantastic.
The term printing needs explaining too. He means 3D printing. And since Davis is a self-avowed nerd, we decided to explain it this way. Say you're on the USS Enterprise and you wanted a drink. In the science fiction world of Star Trek, the actors would just walk up to a computer and ask the machine to make it.
Your computer here fixed about the best martini I ever had. Well, I might just get to like this place.
Scriptwriters on Star Trek called these machines replicators. Carson Davis says they don't have replicators in Huntsville, but they do have 3D printers, which kind of do the same thing.
If you don't know too much about it, it's magical how you can just start with this 3D file, and from this 3D file, you get this printed perfect plastic piece with all this intricate detail.
So 3D printers take raw materials like plastic and slowly print an object like parts for a medical face shield. The catch is, it all sounds like this. Pretty dull radio, right? Along with being really quiet, 3D printers are also really slow. One part can take 3 hours to print. That's really slow, and Destin Sandlin says the demand for the medical face shields was really high.
We just got off the phone, for example, with someone in Mobile, the Mobile Medical Society, and they really need these bad. So we're going to try to crank out 2,000 and get them down to Mobile as quickly as possible.
Now, 2,000 medical face shields all printed on a 3D printer that takes 3 hours to make one part would take forever, right? Unless you get a whole bunch of 3D printers all working at once. You heard earlier how Carson Davis works for NASA. It's what Destin Sandlin does that requires a reintroduction.
So my name is Destin Sandlin. I have a YouTube channel called Smarter Every Day, where I like to explore the world using science.
Hey, it's me, Destin. Welcome back to Smarter Every Day. I'm alone, so I can take this off. I am in a warehouse that was once used to work on the Saturn V rocket.
So between Sandlin's audience on YouTube and the website Carson Davis created, they put out the call for anybody in the Huntsville area with a 3D printer at home to make a specific part for a medical face shield. Sandlin says Huntsville responded.
You had engineers, you had moms that were stay at home because you could tell because they had their kids in the car with them, and you had just everybody. I mean, old people, young people, every demographic you can imagine, people were showing up and dropping off their parts.
I mean, it wasn't a week ago that we were getting the first drop-offs.
That's Carson Davis.
We've already delivered thousands of face shields. And yeah, it's absolutely fantastic.
To us, that's the light at the end of the tunnel.
You can count D. Kelsey of Huntsville Emergency Medical Services as a satisfied customer. But with success comes more demand. Along with hospitals and Mobile, healthcare providers as far away as Tennessee started calling for more masks too. Carson and Destin have expanded their production line to include a process called an injection mold, which squirts liquid plastic into a mold to create the masks. It's faster than 3D printers, though not as high-tech and cool, and the need may not be quieting down anytime soon. The director for the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says there could be a second wave of COVID in the fall, meaning more patients, more healthcare providers needing masks, and more work for Carson and Destin. Pat Duggins, APR News, in Tuscaloosa.